Imagine that every decision individuals made were based on cost and benefits, with no morality being taken into consideration. In other words, instead of assessing the good and bad or right and wrong of an action, one would assess the cost and benefit of such action. Cost, the price that may be paid if caught. Benefit, that which would be gained if one would get away without getting caught. If cost and benefit is what would govern one's mind and reflect on one's actions, one would constantly have to be in high alert, regardless of one's relationship with those around. That would mean being on the lookout for even those close to us, friends and family, and even those taking part in our diurnal lives. Here is an action example, later followed by two laconic instances. Let's say that on your drive home from work, you notice that you are hungry. You drive into a busy local gasoline station and make your way inside the gas station store, where you notice a very tasting looking food item. You want the item, but you think it is overpriced and you are short on money. All of a sudden, you find yourself looking around for cameras, and after not seeing any, you notice that the cashier is busy with countless customers in line. You reach out, put the item in one of your pockets, and safely make your way to your automobile, never to be caught. And now here are the two concise instance examples. As a medical provider, performing an unnecessary surgery on a patient just to make money for yourself or the business instead of caring for the patient. As a landlord, charging for extra or even unnecessary fees just because there is no law to keep you from imposing charges frivolous to the tenant but monetarily beneficial to the property owner. Well, if you currently live in the USA, you don't have to imagine, because such cost and benefit approach is what is taking place in the minds of everyday individuals. These are men and women that no longer have the mental fortitude to take into consideration principles concerning the distinction between right and wrong or good and bad behavior. In short, these are individuals that live under a mental process and behavior in which a person's thought process and actions are controlled by weighing the cost and benefit with morality nowhere in sight. Simply put, a complete system of capitalism without any social benefits, regardless of the many years of contribution by societal individuals like you and I. Next time you find yourself correcting your thoughts after a moment of weakness, know that you are not one of the individuals just described, but if you cannot contain yourself and proceed to act upon the immoral thought, know that the opposite is true. Special note, I am not anti-capitalism. What I am is in favor of the capitalist social system currently established in the United States of America. More on this on my next episode.